Jerk, don't tell me.
You know,
what's that?
No, what are you talking about?
Fine.
Tim and I shared a moment.
You're kind of whiny today, Brooke.
I'm not whiny. You know, that's easy for someone to say when they have a handful of chocolate Chex Mix, you harlot.
Scotty has some circus animals if you like some of those.
Yeah.
And Fritos.
No, the Fritos are gone.
Mmm.
Oh, it tastes so good.
That's just creepy. All right. I don't want Scotty's circus animals. Rick, the best way of someone to tell if Scotty has been smoking is to smell his fingers.
Not it.
Seriously, never it.
That one.
Never it.
No matter how long. Oh, I want to go home now.
Smell me.
No matter how.
I didn't think Aaron would do it.
No,
Aaron wouldn't do it.
No matter how often someone washes their hands, they can't wash the smoke smell off their hands. Okay, dirt won't come off. I'm not smelling Scotty's fingers. That is just too revolting to even contemplate. Would you like a chocolate-covered pretzel?
Imagine all the random things that Scotty touches every night.
Or not so random.
The same things over and over again.
They don't call them snaps for nothing.
Okay. We're here with Aaron Geek in the City of Duran. In a moment, we'll go back to the Ministry of Truth. You saw this. I don't even know anything about this Jim Carrey film, except that
it looks like it'd be kind of good.
It did look like it was kind of good, yeah.
I know nothing about it except the poster, which makes it look all dark.
Yeah, well, it's the movie's called The Number 23, and this is really something you should almost have Clyde in. The Number 23 is about, in nature, you see 23 everywhere.
Right, yeah.
Our chromosomes are made up of, you know, 23 pair. The Earth spins at a 23-degree axis. Caesar was stabbed. 23 shows up everywhere. Thank you. And it's the point of the book, the point of the movie is that Jim Carrey becomes obsessed with the number 23. He finds this book called The Number 23, and in it there's a detective named Fingerling, and he begins to see correlations between Fingerling and himself. And he thinks this book is written about him. And he goes into this obsessive downward spiral where he begins to see the 23 happening everywhere in his life. And then, you know, murders happen in the book, and he begins to think that this book is actually an unsolved crime. And the movie just doesn't work at all. It's directed by, you know, Joel Nipples on the Batsuit Schumacher, you know? And it's terrible. It's as if Joel Schumacher tried to do a David Fincher movie but has no skill or talent or directorial ability at all.
That's no good.
So it's really terrible. Jim Carrey, who I'm not a big fan of to begin with, but I can at least appreciate that with a good director and script, he can act.
He can. He did. You know, I can never hate Jim Carrey because he did Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Mind.
Which he's great in. I think he was good in The Truman Show.
Yeah.
I liked him in
Man of the Moon.
I loved him in Man of the Moon. So
in Living Color. What?
In Living Color. Here's what's so funny. There's a couple of times, because he also plays Fingerling during these cut scenes.
Right.
And a couple of times when he poses, it looks like Fire Marshal Bill.
Really?
Yeah, it's he's trying to be Colin Farrell, and he's not.
That's too bad.
That's just sad.
Is he still in his whole trying to be taken seriously?
He really is.
But he did that, though. You're right. We've listed a couple films where he was taken seriously. Back to being wacky.
He was trying to look creepy in this one.
When he plays
Sparrow, the regular guy, he kind of comes off as this kind of likable, you know, everyday guy. And watching a movie about that guy isn't bad. But whenever it transfers into the world of this detective with Fingerling, it just becomes terrible.
The irony about that is that I think in real life, Jim Carrey strikes me as a really creepy guy. So it's strange that he wouldn't be able to pull it off in a movie.
Well, anybody who's constantly funny like that's deeply disturbed.
Yeah.
You know, they're broken guys.
Yeah, he just seems so weird anyway. Okay.
It's a wasted premise. It either could have been a really great supernatural thriller if it had decided to be, but it doesn't. Halfway through, it decides to become a whodunit. And then it has this really terrible Scooby-Doo-esque ending that just ruins it everywhere. And all of a sudden, 20 minutes into it, it's a 20-minute ending the way they explain everything.
It's got to be stopped.
You find yourself looking at the screen thinking,
you should be killed.
Did I just sit through this?
Really?
Are you serious?
Really?
Screw this. And you leave.
And you leave angry.
You do. You're like, you know what? If you had just ended right there, it would have been subpar, but you wouldn't have pissed me off. But now...
It enters the realm of, like, where the guy's actually in the theater kneeing you in the groin.
Oh, man, we saw it with a screener crowd, and when screener people begin to leave...
And they're animals. They love anything.
They will watch it. They watch The Omen.
They're maniacs. Screener crowds are just animals. They don't care. They don't care what it is.
Yeah, when you hear this audience say, screw this, and they have to leave... and I looked up on Rotten Tomatoes, and I think this thing is tracking at 9%.
Oh, really?
Beat up
9%. That's fantastic.
Ghost Rider's getting better reviews than number 23.
Screw this. I'm going to go see The Rise of Todd.
Did you see Ghost Rider?
I did indeed.
Okay, how was it?
Crap.
That looks like the worst
number one movie.
Just see the movie for it.
At least it's funner than the number 23.
Did you just say it was funner?
Yeah, I did. Okay. I'm sorry.
Right. I mean, more.
As I was saying it, I realized I was speaking.
Well, at least it did seem at least, I mean, I don't know. It's like that Hannibal Rising thing, which I'm tempted to go see because it looks terrible. It looks so bad that it might actually be great. And Scott tells me it's not, but it looks awful but enjoyable.
I think it's so bad it is great. Hannibal Rising.
Really? Did you see it?
Yeah.
It looks terrible. I mean, it just looks so bad that it was beyond description.
Yeah, it's Manos Hands of Fate type terrible.
Fantastic.
So you can have fun with it. You cannot have fun with the number 23. It just makes you mad.
Ugh.
And especially when you consider Jim Carrey is wasted in it. Virginia Madsen, she's wasted in this movie because she's a better actress than people give credit for.
What is the last good movie Joel Schumacher made?
Falling Down.
Okay, that's your story.
Well, you know what?
That's your story, mister.
Son of a bitch, you ruined Falling Down for me. You ruined it.
Let's agree.
I thought you liked that movie.
No.
He ruined it for
me. We have to agree to disagree about that. You and me and Jason Crump, we can never talk about Falling
Down. He'll rip out your eyeballs if you bring that up again.
He and I have agreed not to discuss it. It's like a gun control or capital punishment. We just agreed not to talk about Falling Down.
You guys had that fight, and you both whipped out, like, you know, swords. And
no, we were like, it was like a full-on throwdown about that movie, about Falling Down. That movie makes me incredibly angry.
Then The Lost Boys.
Well, there you go. 20-year, one every 20-year average. Well done, Joel.
Yeah.
I'd love to interview him and just be like, how does it feel to be the man who ruined Batman? So
if they'd let me put the dong in, it would have been great.
I mean, saying Tigerland, it's serious. Love me. I'm serious.
I, too, think Val Kilmer is the best Batman ever.
You shut your mouth.
Yes?
I like Val Kilmer, you bastard. He's no Christian Bale.
If only he had nipples, right? On his suit.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Ministry of Truth, your personal savior with all that hair.
And now, from the Ministry of Truth, this is Tim Riley.
There's going to be 15 to 70 inches of new snow on Mount Hood this weekend. Perfect time to hike. Bring as little as you can to make it to the top as quickly as possible, and don't forget the family dog.
I was just going to say, and bring along a pet and a baby that can't crawl by itself.
You're the funniest person I've ever met.
Yes, I'm sorry. I stepped into your comedy there.
You were totally stepping
in. I know. I apologize.
It's all done.
You could live off a baby for days.
Would you like to do it again?
No. We have to move along to this pack of dozen or so more rats scurrying around the closed KFC / Taco Bell in New York City. Broadcast live on morning television news shows to the shriek of onlookers and passersby, including evidence of rodents and live cockroaches. The manager of KFC says these are isolated rodents.
The restaurant is closed, and we will not allow it to reopen until it has been sanitized and given a complete clean bill of health. We want to reassure our customers that nothing is more important to us than food safety and their health.
They were safe for the rats and the rodents and the cockroaches. This New Yorker says he's not surprised about the infestation.
I work here next door. I never ate from this place because they never mop the floor. I mean, if you can look at the window, look at the showcase. It's really dirty.
This New York woman questions her previous visits to this KFC.
All those times when I thought I was eating chicken, what was I really eating?
You were eating a rat. A rat. Tim reports with childlike glee.
Wrong.
Barely restrained giddiness.
See, now
enjoy yourself, carnivores. You've been eating rats. See, I'm afraid to speak. I don't want to step on anything. I was only going to say, when I stepped on Tim's brilliantly crafted but botched by me line about the hiking and the dog and the hey, there was a little snow when I came in this morning.
How much snow was there?
Why, there was so much snow. That you...
Oh, I thought you were going to pick it up.
Me too. You did a good job, Aaron. Rick's kind of slacking.
No. Just shut your hole. I was just saying, when I drove in this morning, there was a little bit of snow.
Maybe if you'd have bought your own Chex Mix, you'd have been a little quicker on the draw.
You know, all right, fine.
Experts in Washington State's obese kids have some advice for parents.
Don't eat Chex Mix.
Parents, they really need to be paying attention to what is their behavior, how is it influencing their children, what kind of food are they serving in the home, what is the food being served in schools.
Why is our mattress all indented in the middle?
When I thought I was eating chicken, what was I really eating?
You'll never know.
It starts with families, and then it moves on to our work sites, our schools, our communities, how we're building our neighborhoods.
We would not be able to...
I don't know what happened. And that wasn't me. I was over here with my mouth closed.
It jumped ahead to something I did. This is the first time this has actually been fast. it jumped ahead and played something I didn't even ask for.
Let's see here. Ken, you're on the Rick Emerson Show. Hello.
Hey, Scott. How are you doing today? I'm sorry, Rick. good now. Bye-bye.
No, you can stay, sir.
That was
well planned, wasn't it?
Didn't you just hang up? We embarrassed him when he hung up?
That was kind of brilliant, actually.
He had said, has question for Aaron. Now we'll never know. Answer whatever question you think he might have asked.
Han never shot first.
I don't know.
Whatever. Ghost Rider sucks. I don't know. He said
Come
Scott,
on,
which means he wanted something from Scott.
Ask me the same question.
What was he going to ask?
See, then you go, 9.5. On a good day. See?
What?
See, that's what I'm saying, but it sort of
they
works.
They are real.
And they're fantastic.
That's fantastic.
Fantastic.
Well done. Well, I don't know.
And they're covered by a Muppet.
We do. Can you tell she's nude?
Yeah.
Does she look nude to you?
Oh, yeah, she does.
No, I don't.
I'm not trying to be crude.
No,
I'm not
you do.
To work
no,
crude.
You really do. Yeah.
I'm simply saying, objectively speaking, when I look at those, I can tell, I won't say nude, because I will say topless. It is obvious. It seems obvious. And again, I don't know. Like, if you were to tell me you were wearing something under there, maybe something small or whatever, something that is, like they do in the movies to cover just the actual area, that's fine, maybe. But from where I stand, you seem very topless. That's what I'm saying. That would be my guess. If you were to say, what is the nature of the clothing this woman is wearing? I would say this woman is topless. That's what I would say.
Yeah.
Aaron?
I would agree.
Okay.
And I was looking really hard. You said, come over here, look at these.
Well, I wanted to see if you thought they... What you
not
thought.
Ever, not I know, they were good.
Not
they
time.
Are... They're very nice photos, actually.
Tasha's a good photographer.
Yeah.
I want everybody...
It really brings out her eyes.
I want everybody to know that I restrained myself with the greatest of effort now, because you just left yourself so wide open there for just a second.
I often do.
You left yourself so open, and it was so tempting that I didn't. We have a question here for Aaron, though, and then we'll do some more news. Let's see, Rick. It's another Indiana Jones question, and they want to know the deal with Indiana Jones 4, and when, and is it really coming out, or is Lucas just screwing with us again?
No, it's really going to happen, because they rumored that they cast the kid in, what's it? He's in Transform, Shia LaBeouf, whatever that kid's name is.
Shia LaBeouf,
but
yeah.
But there's going to be a kid?
No, yeah, I think it's locked. Spielberg is in love. This is going to sound terrible. Spielberg is in love with this boy.
He's a brilliant actor. I watched Even Stevens every day when I was in college.
Yeah, but the problem is that I would be okay with Indiana Jones having a kid, but in the timeline they're supposedly going to put it, his kid should be in his mid-30s.
Well,
the kid's going to be like 16.
And they're just going to have a thinly veiled replay of the relationship that Indy had with Sean Connery.
Right, yeah.
It's going to be the whole thing, you never loved me because you were off looking for your little bits of junk all over the world.
I taught you self-reliance.
Yeah, but I didn't need an archaeologist hero. I needed a father. You know, and whatever. And
mother
then,
never stood it either.
And mother is going to be, what's her name? It's going to be Karen Allen.
Karen Allen, yeah, probably. So, yeah,
that sounds ambitious.
It's going to suck no matter what.
No, that's
matter.
The thing is, it's going to be terrible. Let's see. Joe, you're on the Rick Emerson Show.
Joe.
Hey, Rick. I had a question for Aaron. I was wondering about this movie that's coming up next weekend that actually you probably have interest in, this Black Snake Moan.
Sam Jackson, Christina Ricci.
Yeah, it looks good. I can't tell if it's going to be
Justin Timberlake, too, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, I can't tell if it's supposed to be a hardcore, like, thriller or kind of a, you know, a dark comedy yet. I can't figure it out.
I can't tell either. I heard the song.
That looks like a dark comedy.
That's what I'm thinking, too, yeah.
I heard the song that Sam Jackson sings in it, and I've seen the artwork, which is very, looks like the old pulp novels.
Very 70 Grindhouse-style posters, also. Yeah,
yeah. And I know that Sarah didn't care for Hustle and Flow, but I think that guy, he's a great filmmaker, though.
Yeah, he is.
I mean, the guy makes really good movies. So I'll be curious to know. I'll be curious to know if it's good or not.
I'm going to go try to see it then.
All right. All right, excellent. Thank you.
But I think it's up against 300, which means it's in
Thank
big
you.
Trouble.
See, and I just 300 doesn't jazz me the way it does everybody else. It just doesn't. Because, I mean, I know it's supposed to look like a dream, but it just looks too CGI-y for me. It looks too fake, and I know that that's the kind of thing they're going for.
So to me, it looks like a living comic.
Yeah, maybe.
For me, it works.
I'm sure I'll see it because there's so much buzz about it. Is Zodiac opening today? Is Zodiac
next week?
Because I am all over that.
I think Zodiac is limited today, like, you know, L.A., New York.
Really?
It's national next week.
Man, I got to tell you, and then we'll do some more stories, and then we'll break. When I was in Southern California, and I don't think they're doing it elsewhere. I think it's just in California because that's where the killings took place. They're doing the coolest, creepiest ad campaign for Zodiac all over California, where they just have repros of the original police composite, you know, have you seen this man, sketches,
yeah.
And then reproductions of the actual Zodiac notes.
Because they never caught him.
No, never. Littered all over town. Just all over town there, just, there are, just these, like where there would normally be a box full of Willamette Weeks, it's a box full of, like, Zodiac notes.
Right.
It's so creepy.
That's creepy.
It is. It's totally creepy. So that's the movie I'm all about.
And it says it's coming out on the 2nd of March.
Okay, cool. And then the movie that I tried to see this last weekend, then I had to go see Music and Lyrics instead, which is a trade-off because I didn't have the bowl. Is Breach with Chris Cooper, which
Breach is really good.
Did you see it?
Yeah.
I am so into that. I am so looking forward to seeing Breach. Because I love kind of spy stuff, you know, that's not cliche, cloak and dagger, that's not Bond type stuff. So
anyway. The other cool thing is Breach is filmed almost completely in real time.
Really?
Or the story breaks down in real time. Yeah, it's really cool.
And it's got Laura Linney, who I love.
Mm-hmm.
I love her. Here's Tim Riley.
Well, the Phoenix Airport today became the first in the U.S. to test a new X-ray technology that'll see through your clothes and show your body's contours with blush-inducing clarity. Now, apparently, they say it's 100% voluntary, so if you don't want to go through with it, they'll give you an old-fashioned pat-down. You go through it the first time, standing in front of the closet-sized X-ray unit with your hands facing up, then turn around and they get a shot of your behind. The procedure takes about a minute.
Okay. This email says, Rick, I noticed that the story Tim just read about rats and mice in the KFC, they made it explicit they were also dead roaches, as if that made it better. I think we all know how hard it is to get rid of roaches.
That's the lunchtime buffet.
I think we all know how hard it is to get rid of roaches, and that they're all the jokes about how roaches will be able to survive a nuclear war. My question, therefore, is, just what in the world does KFC put in its food that can actually eradicate roaches? I am afraid because I had KFC for lunch in Vancouver. Signed, hold me.
You're screwed.
Yes, sir, you will, well,
all you chicken eaters.
Tim is so angry about chicken eaters today.
Seriously, you're really, is this because I stepped on your punchline earlier?
No, I'm...
That was the golden joke of the day.
I know.
And he delivered it so well, too. It was just one flow. Not even a breath. It was one breath.
Okay. It's beautiful. Chad, hello, sir.
Hey, Scotty, what's going on?
Okay.
All right, I'm kidding.
Be funny now.
All right. Red. No, blue. Oh!
Okay.
Well, we did it.
All right. That was a random question.
What did you call to do, sir?
That was the answer to the random question. Dude, I just want to say, best show ever. I don't know how the hell you top yourself every single day, but you guys are having so much fun in there. I'm guessing
the drugs,
four out of the five of you are hopped up on some type of goofball right now.
Goofball, yeah. We're on goofball. We're looking for kicks and thrills.
There you go. Excellent. All right.
Are you spreading the word, sir?
Oh, you kidding me? I've turned on at least five people this week, man.
All right. Thank you, Chad.
All right. Bye-bye.
All right. Thank you. There you go. That's
Bye, Tim.
Bye, Tim. He's gone.
Off to Mount Hood to end his sorrows.
And like that, he's gone. I drove him away with my punchline.
Tim's like Batman.
He really is.
You turn your head and he's out of here.
Maybe we should break.
Let's break now. All right. To be fair, that guy was funny on command, though.
Yeah, no, it was good.
All right. All right. Hey, do your strong bad voice.
Right now?
Yes.
I need to do the strong bad voice here. What do you want to do in AM 970?
Sound of the radio.
Thank you.
Back out of it.
Who even has a Cheeto? I can be just
parade. It's going to take a little bit longer.
You can roll in the lichen.
The Rick Emerson radio program. All right. Well, I know this crap I was going to talk about. Those days are gone. Sean, hello.
Hey.
Hey.
How's it going?
What's up, brother? How can I help you?
Well, actually, I was going to tell a little story about Scotty J. I drive around a lot in Washington County. I'm a sales guy. I'm just driving around all the time closing deals.
Okay.
And if he's the same Scotty J that I'm thinking about, I know him and I've worked with him. Does his last name start with a T?
Yes, it does.
Okay, same guy. I was there. I actually witnessed the room 3515 story.
Where he said, I'm in 3155 and I'm effing you tonight.
I was actually there, and I had the distinct pleasure about 15 years ago being on a bowling league with Scotty J and his father. And
the elder Jay. Papa J.
You know, Scotty J is the only guy that when he drinks and bowls at the same time, his bowling actually improves. But then he gets to a plateau, and now you guys have partied with him a little bit, right?
I've seen him drunk.
Yeah, we've seen him. Yeah, we've been around when he's loaded.
Okay, have you ever seen him get to the point where I like to call it Jabba the Hutt mode, because he kind of like, he stops being able to speak distinguishable English, and he's kind of like...
That is exactly what he sounds like when he was trying to get back into Dante's the night.
Chaco, Wanchi, Crown Royal.
You know what, you guys?
Nerd.
You guys seem to have discovered that Scotty J is a... You know, I hear a lot of times you guys are running him down a little bit. He's famous around Washington County. That guy, I worked with him. He is a freaking closer. You got to put it on your sales staff. There'd be more commercials. You wouldn't be able to hear the show. There'd be too many commercials.
Well, okay.
Awesome.
Well, all right then.
Guys, an animal. Seriously, if you want to increase the ratings, I would increase the Scotty J time a little bit.
Okay. I think we now see where this call is coming from. I think we now see what's the motivation for this. Yeah. Did Scotty kill you on calling up today?
Is this Ass Man?
What?
Nothing. Sir, I hate this. I know this sounds like an excuse. It's really not. We got about like 2 minutes left, so I'm going to have to run.
Okay.
Please, if you get a chance, call us next week, though. Damn, he's gone. Okay. They never believe me when I say that. They always think it's a lie. What's happening at the filmfeverradio.com?
Filmfeverradio.com, we've got the new episode up since Scott Daly couldn't make it because of, you know, unfortunate family things. Clyde Lewis is co-hosting, and it's really the perfect time because, you know, we're doing the number 23, so...
Oh, yeah, so...
It was basically like having a mini Ground Zero show all over again. It was pretty fantastic.
Excellent.
And the all-girl drunken commentary, Princess Bride, is up.
Cool.
And it is the best commentary. Those girls blow us away.
Because they stay on task.
They stay on task. They don't divulge into just crude jokes.
They're actually watching the movie. Lamenting the fact that they're not dating,
They also, they came up with an idea that we should have thought of. They watch the movie with subtitles, so they always know what's going on.
Oh, that's a great idea. Why did we ever think of that?
Because men are stupid.
That's why. God damn, we're so lucky that any of us ever got married.
All right. We just hammered on Jell-O shots, though. It's genius.
Postman is a person in your neighborhood.
Well, man, Chris. Hello, sir.
Hello.
Hi. Don't call me Hammer.
If you're Hammer, I'm going to be Spike, and together we are Double Dragon.
Okay.
Oh, boy. Well...
Ask that boy. He'll know what I mean.
I know what you mean.
You get to take over Scott's duty of pushing Rick to the floor, making him work for you.
Oh, yeah.
Because he was at zero all week. Well, you missed the first 2 days, but you did not get the elevator versus head story.
Oh, yeah.
The top five or any of the 970 entries.
Oh, damn.
That would be great.
All right, fine. All right, well, you speak among yourselves. I got your Double Dragon reference.
Thank you.
By the way.
After a second.
Yeah, you should have been all over
shame.
That. Don't do him girly style.
I can't see him.
One.
So.
Well, that's one and a half.
That's two.
Come on, man. Maggot.
We'll give him that three.
Your malfunction! Travis Piles! You are a disgusting fat body!
All right.
How tall are you, son?
I'm too heavy, sir!
I'm sorry.
Dear Jesus!
I'm sorry.
I know it's still a couple months away, or however long away, but since it hasn't been said enough today, next listener party X, everything but sex.
That's fantastic.
And I will make the logo for the shirt. I've already got the best one in mind. So.
You should write Drew Curtis and have him show up. Make it a fart party.
Seriously.
Just a big owl. All right. Thank you, my friend.
Oh, really? Talk to you Monday. Have a good weekend.
Have a good weekend. Such nerds. The level, the concentric circles of geekdom sometimes on this program.
It was hitting hard there.
Oh, you were referencing a graphic playing off another graphic on a message board. I mean, it's just on this show. Anyway. All right. Aaron Duran of FilmFeverRadio.com and GeekInTheCity.com for all your geektastic needs.
Let's see.
Blah, blah, blah. We want to thank CNN radio correspondent Jim Roop. Also, Ed McCarthy. We'll talk more about Anna Brittany and all that next week. Don't forget, Phil, Fuel, the Fuel Show tomorrow, 9 to 11. And then the Timnasium, 4 to 6 tomorrow. A fine program in its own. You're doing that to taunt me, you whore,
no,
with those check
my microphone was still on. I was going to give you some. Screw that.
Eat them. Eat them.
I kill you last. Mm. It's the Rick Emerson Show. See you Monday.
Tastes like love.
Bye.
So
it tastes like love.